We're up to Simen Tes Sif Chaf Aleph, and we're talking about the halachas of tzitzis and talis. And now we're going to talk about how important it is that if there is a four-cornered beged, that it must have tzitzis, and that not to be over on this mitzvah. And the fact that it's a mitzvah saseh, but being over on it, not doing this mitzvah saseh, is called being bittel mitzvah saseh. Mavatel mitzvah, if he wears a four-cornered cloth and it does not have tzitzis on it. Not if he does not wear any four-cornered cloth at all, but if he's wearing a four-cornered cloth and it doesn't have tzitzis on it, that he's mevatel a mitzvah saseh. He has a mitzvah saseh to do it, and he's not doing it. A levish beged shu chayiv in tzitzis, a person who's wearing a four-cornered beged, that it is chayiv in tzitzis, the light tzitzis, and it happens not to have the tzitzis, harei zeh bittel mitzvah saseh, that is called being mevatel a mitzvah saseh, and he's chayiv on that. And we have to be careful because there are some clothings out there, specifically shawls and such, that hasuyim ba'ofen shiyesh lahen arba kanfes, that have four corners. So what do you do if you have four corners and it's not kind of stylish? Maybe nowadays it is more stylish, but it's not kind of stylish to put on a shawl tzitzis, right? If a person is going to be wearing it outdoors or whatever, to put tzitzis onto that four-cornered cloth. So what do? Tzrichin lachtoich karen echad, he has to cut off one of the corners, shehei ugl, that he used to round out one of the corners. And we see that nowadays, kapotis, that have a split in the back that's more than halfway up. Therefore, it's considered that the two corners in the front and the two corners in the back by the split are four corners. Or it's at least subic, at least that's considered that it is, that this is a four-cornered baguette. One of those back corners is rounded. If you look closely at a kapata, you'll see that one of the back corners is rounded. Otherwise, they would theoretically have to wear tzitzis on their kapata, or they wouldn't wear kapatas. Aval im kapala karen. So what if the person doesn't know how to do this? They're not skilled at sewing or at least at this kind of sewing. Maybe they can sew a little bit, but they can't sew, cut off a whole corner of a beged and then stitch it up so that it shouldn't fray and make it look nice. So aval im kafal es karen. So what happens if he doesn't know how to do that? So what he did is he took the corner of his garment and he just folded it over and stitched it up so that this now becomes that it's, instead of being a total corner, it's been folded over. So it's like this, and then a corner, like a triangle out of the corner, right? So it's kind of rounded out, right? So but he stitched it up. He did sew it so that it's permanently that way, or theoretically permanent. Avalim kafal as a karen v'tofroi be'inyin shenira ugl, right? So he folded this up and sewed it so that it should look round. Le'mahani, that's not considered what's good. It doesn't help that. That's still a beged that needs tzitzis. The chol ma shaloi chatchoi, as long as he didn't cut it off, this thing that's folded over is considered still part of the cloth, and therefore it still needs tzitzis because it still has four corners. And there is a great punishment to the person who does not, who's mevatel the mitzvah tzitzis. And again, the person who wears a four-cornered cloth and does not put tzitzis on them. Not if a person doesn't wear a four-cornered cloth. Rather, it's a good thing to put a four-cornered cloth on and have tzitzis. But if he doesn't have a oynish on it, like the same way that we're saying the gadol oynish of someone who wears a four-cornered cloth without tzitzis on it, and the person who is careful and is mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, zoche v'rei pnei hashchina, gets the reward that he will bez Hashem see the pnei hashchina, b'ayim her b'yameinu, with the coming of Mashiach. Yashikoyach, and have a great day.